crowd was tremendous for that opening day. The fans on the third base side made the stands jump up and down, scaring some of the players who thought maybe they were having an earthquake, that didn't know that those stands moved, that they were mobile stands that used to move for football. So they could make those rock pretty well. An enclosed circular stadium built in the early 1960s kept all of the sound in, and it was really loud. You take 45,000 people and a sellout crowd there, and that's how it used to be when they'd make that place sound like there were 100,000 people in there for those Redskins games. It was great. It was electric. It was an outstanding ball game. Levon Hernandez was throwing a shutout until the ninth inning. Vinny Castilla had a big game, driving in four runs with three hits, nearly hit for the cycle. And the Chief came out of the bullpen in the ninth inning, Chad Cordero, to get the last two outs to get the save. And the Nationals won that first game back in D.C. since 1971. But it really felt like a postseason game, like you really won something bigger than just that first game at home on April the 14th.